Raise the alarm on thy holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Good morning, fam. That was a wild one. That was a wild one. I don't know what is going on with my laptop. But thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for praying. And it just started working. I don't know why, but I'm glad we're here. I'm glad we're here together. This is a big day. This is 10-10. We've been waiting on this. It's like double 5-5, right? It's 5-5 times 2. And so we've got so much to talk about. I'm so glad we get to come on here and talk live. I really just can't even believe that we're here together now. So yeah, very, very thankful. Thank you for staying. Thank you for praying. Thank you for always hanging out. So yeah, I'm Melissa Redpill. If you are new, we're under attack. I'm just saying. I did get a the other day. The laptop was acting weird, and some kind of a virus came on there. So I feel very sure that, you know, they're mad because we are very effective. So congratulations. Congratulations for being hated and attacked. We must be ticking off some people, and that makes me very happy. It does. It really does. You know, and so they don't want us to be back on YouTube. We're back on YouTube. We're back on, you know, here. So if you want to know more about what we do, don't forget, hit the like button. Thanks guys for hanging out with me and hitting the like button. Even if you didn't even see me, you're the absolute best. So this is my website. Let's see if this is it. Yeah, this is my website right here. It's going to be weird today because I don't know exactly what's going to come up on the screen because it was just, the screen was completely black earlier. Oh, there it is. Anyway, so it's Melissa Redpill is my website. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is literally biblical. This is the day, and President Trump talked about the 3,000 years. This is, I'm going to explain to you biblically what that means. It's huge. It's just the biggest. It's the most gigantic. It's very, very good news for humanity. And they don't like good news. The bad guys hate good news because they know good news for us means bad news for them. It means they are out. They're gone. And so we've been waiting on this Mickey clock of 10-10, and it appears that that's just exactly, I mean, we had a huge 10-10. I just found out about something this morning. Before I came on, and I posted it on the social media, and so, you know, that we didn't even know about. There are some things about 10-10 that we might not even know about until later, and so we'll get started on all that. But yeah, so we look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is the end times page right here. If you want to know the wonderful truth about end times, it's aged very well. I just got to say, because you know, the truth is like that. The truth is the truth no matter when. And this is the truth. It's the end times for them. If you go right here, you'll click on, just watch these little videos. It'll explain to you what the truth is about end times. The end times is the end for them ruling over us. This is so biblical, it's not even funny. And it's all throughout God's Word. This is the decode of Revelation. It's in Revelation. It's all throughout the minor prophets. I mean, they told us. We've been getting together every Saturday morning doing a study on the minor prophets. And then it's all throughout every Bible story we've ever heard. We're like, oh my goodness, the Lord was showing us with all these Bible stories what was going to happen. And now we're living it. And I want you to just be encouraged that this is, you know, you have heard from the Lord. I was thinking this morning, you know, he tapped us on the shoulder. Actually, you know what? I don't even think it was a tap. He just, for me, and you probably feel the same way, he just spun us around. He spun us around. I'm like, okay, stop everything we're doing in our world. And I was busy doing a lot of things, and I've been feeling fairly effective, but the Lord says, okay, I need you to focus on Armageddon. This is literally the Battle of Armageddon. And so that's why we've all jumped into the fray, and we've been together for so much of the time. Yes, thank you, Lemurian girl. I will try. I will pray for me that I will find out what I need to do to protect this laptop. And I need prayer because y'all know, what have I always said? And now y'all go back on YouTube, you can see my very first videos over there. I mean, I'm just like a lady with a laptop, you know. And I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have a, you know me, it's me and Buddy and Papa and Bella. So I need to figure out how to get better security on my laptop. So I agree. Pray for me because I want to make sure that I, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this is the wonderful truth about end times is right over here. And so this is the end of that for them. No doubt about it. And you can actually get the books over on Amazon if you want to read them. And also the audiobooks are on my website, Melissa Redpill. So this was so precious, this precious little girl. And I am just so thankful. Just this little girl, I don't know her name, but I want you to hear her because this is the, everything on 1010 is huge. Everything is huge because it's the end times for them. It's the destruction of our enemies. And we've been fighting and fighting and fighting. And it was like 1010 is absolute go time on so many levels and world peace. And so this little girl who is a little Palestinian girl, I don't know if she's Christian. I don't know if she's Muslim. I don't know if she's Jewish. I don't know what she is. Whatever she is, she has been in her whole life, she's lived in an open air prison. But look at the joy on her face. She knows that, and she's not, I've just got to say, she's not spoiled at all. She's just absolute joy. So thankful that she's going to live. This little girl has lived for years under the fear of a bomb falling on her head. And she's seen things that I don't even want to look at on TikTok. And now she's going to live. Listen to her. She's precious, precious, precious. I'm going to turn it up. I want you to hear her. You've got to hear her. You've got to hear this little girl. So sweet. So sweet. Okay, I know it's hard to, unless you speak Arabic, you don't know what she's saying. I'll read it to you because it's, yeah, but I want you to hear her sweet voice. She just, look at the joy on her face. We are very happy for the ceasefire. I was overjoyed. We're happy that the war ended and everything is fine. She's got broken down buildings all around her. And listen to her. She's saying everything is fine. I mean, it just brings tears to my eyes because she has beautiful faith. Listen to, she's calling upon the Lord in a second. Just say, look at this. I no longer have to be scared. Oh, precious. We can go out without fear. We'll stay alive. Oh, Lord, may we go back to our home. It's more than I can take. May he safeguard our friends. This precious little girl. And it makes me so angry that there are those who have called these people the enemy. Literally calling these people the dragon. of the book of Revelation. They call white dark and dark light. They call evil good and good evil. Makes me so beside myself. But look at her. She's not even angry. She's just, you know, I'm the one who's so angry at these people. She's just so happy. She's just so filled with joy. May he safeguard our friends. She's praying this. This is from her heart. This is not something she has been directed to do. This is her from her heart. Look at all the children beside her, so filled with joy, filled with joy. So we can go out with our friends and have fun. It's more than I can take. I can't even read it. In our home, O Lord. Do you hear this? Those of you who are supporting, you know who I'm talking to. Those of you who are supporting the evil who has caused all this hell to come down on Gaza. Do you hear this little girl? I can't even take it. Bring back my uncle who's been treated in Egypt. So he had to leave to get treated in Egypt. And we are not afraid. We will remain here. We'll go back to school. Bye. So sweet. What a sweet, sweet, sweet angel. Is that, I don't know about you guys, but I don't even, that's the end of the show. That's all we need to know is these little sweet children are going to live. I'm so thankful. And why did it have to be this way? Because the honest to goodness truth is if it hadn't been this way, these evildoers would have probably pushed some kind of nuclear button, you guys. How do you cage a dangerous animal? We were told that years ago on the board. These people are so dangerous. They've had so much power. They've had so much money. They've had so much ability to do so much evil and wreak so much hell on Earth. It had to be done in the methodical way. We had to have Iran next, where the nuclear facilities were destroyed. Because they might have said, oh, Iran, you know, bombed this. I mean, they will lie again. You know, so it had to be this way. For those, and I've been talking to my wonderful Candace Owens. I love her to pieces. I'm so thankful for her. She has been so wonderful in this whole battle. But she doesn't, I don't know if she understands or if she's, you know, part of the show. I don't know. But if anyone out there is believing that Trump is doing this to try to make money off of Gaza, are you kidding me? Come on. Come on. Come on. He is the president of peace. He solved world. He didn't get the Nobel Peace Prize. Who cares about the Nobel Peace Prize? Because as he said, peace is the prize. He has done everything to save humanity. It's just, I love him absolutely to pieces. Love him absolutely to pieces. Oh, this little sweet girl. Okay, so let me tell you something. This right here is why my laptop is under attack. And I thank you for praying for my laptop. And I saw you, Songbird. You were saying that the demons have to flee out of Melissa's laptop. And it started to work. It started to work in Jesus' name. So there you go, Songbird. You know, so this is why I'm under attack right now, because I posted this gigantic post of 14 pages, and actually Nino has called me. He says, come on, and I want you to explain this post, and so I'm going to get on with him later on today, but they're not happy about this, and so this is the thing. I posted all this, this entire thread, okay? Let me see if I can get out of the way. I posted this entire post, but hardly anyone was seeing it. It goes into this wonderful man who's been fighting for these children for so long, this wonderful, true Jewish man. A true Jewish man. Maybe he doesn't understand about Jesus. He doesn't understand about whatever, but he loves God, okay? And he's been fighting for the children. So in my book and in God's book, he is a good and righteous man. He may not understand. Now, these are evil. These are evildoers who are beating these people in the streets. And I'm posting, this is the ancient map of, and not even that ancient, 1850, a map of the land, and it was called Palestine, right there. So I posted this, and I also posted the Balfour Declaration. I posted what really happened when they took over and they gobbled up the land and just took it from the people. I did that. I posted my thing about where President Trump's talking about the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, President Trump talked about how wonderful he is and how he's calling him Your Excellency. You know, but President Trump can't say some of these things. I can because I'm just a lady with a laptop, right? I was telling about how Charlie started questioning what really happened on October 7th. I posted about all the atrocities that have taken place. 680,000 dead, 380,000 are infants under the age of five. And this precious child, I can't even post some of the pictures that I've seen that I'll never unsee, but this little guy has lost both of his legs because of these evildoers who started all this on October 7th. I can't even watch. I can't even look at it. This is what has happened to the entire land, and the aerial time-lapse shows you everything you need to know about how they've destroyed the entire area because they were taking the land for themselves. And I hate it, but that's what they wanted to do to the entire world. If they hadn't done it in this little area right here, they would have, thinking that they could have used this to continue their power, they would have done it to the entire world. These people are led by demons. Anyway, so I wasn't even going to talk about all this today, and I'll also show the verse, Revelation 2:9, that you guys know very well because I've quoted it 1,000 times, and so has Candace. They say they are Jews, but they are not. They're of the synagogue of Satan. This is in your Bible, and it's in mine, and we just didn't realize who we were up against. And then I showed about the dragon prophecy is propaganda straight from the Zionists. They don't like that. They do not like that. And I also showed about, the little sweet children jumping up and down with glee, with joy. They're so happy. They're going to live. Bless their hearts. And I talked about, the book. I talk about this in my book. So, but the thing was, nobody was seeing the post. Nobody was seeing it. And so that's when I called on my battalion. I said, okay, battalion, I need your help. Now, for those of you who don't know, we're back on YouTube, but we've been on Telegram. 10,000 of us at least have been. I have like 80,000 followers on Telegram, but the hardcore battalion has been over on Telegram for, years, 8 years, 7 years, whatever it was. Long time since we were banned off of Twitter, we went over, and that's where we've been, and we've been sharing truth, but somehow now that we're able to get the truth out. But this was kind of just stalled out after all that I had worked on. I said, okay, I need a push. And I liken it to when you're a kid on a swing set, and you're needing a push. And so I said, okay, I need the battalion. I need you to jump in here and help me. And I still do. So what I did was I posted this little video right here, just saying, look, this is the proof of the inside job on October 7th, hoping that it would go viral. And it's at 46,000. Which is great. And so I'm gonna share that link with you guys, because this is what I want you to do. And that's what I've been asking everyone to do, is to go there. And if you don't see it pinned, because I can tell I'm excited.
10, isn't it?
I'm excited about 10. Okay, so if you don't see it, just look up October 7 was inside job, okay, or something like that. Just post, search for that. But I'm gonna give you the link right here. And what I want you to do is like, share, comment on every one of the 14 pages, okay? You know me. You guys know me. I've worked day after day after day after day on this, and I know that you know that. But I need you guys to help me on this one because I know you guys work really hard too. But I just need you to go to each one of these posts and literally hit the like on each one of them. Hit the like, hit the bookmark, hit the, a comment on every one of them, okay? Do that on everyone, and then it'll help it to keep getting out there. And so there are some people who don't get it, and maybe they are deceived, and some people don't get it, or maybe they do get it, and they are deceiver. I don't know. The Lord told me in his word not to try to divvy out and to figure it out before the time. I can't figure it out. All I need to do is speak the truth. That's what you and I need to do. Okay. Thank you so much, Lemurian girl. Thank you. Teresa, Teresa for Liberty. Sorry, it just came back on, Teresa, so I posted on Telegram that we were back, and so it's just tell Songbird thanks for her prayer because the demons had to flee out of my laptop. All right, but that's okay. This is the Battle of Armageddon, and we are in the trenches together, and we got each other's back, and I can't even talk about it because he's going to make me cry because forever we'll know, you guys, that we were in this battle together. It's just so beautiful. I just love you guys so much. All right, so I want you to see that this is the first thing that happened today that I found out about is this U.S. Homeland Security news, okay? The War Department launched a new counter-narcotics task force under President Trump's directive to destroy the narco-terrorist cartels. And this was 10-10. This happened on 10-10. We didn't know about it. It wasn't announced until October 11th. Red October. We've been on the hunt for Red October. We found it. Yes. All right, so there it is. This is what's going on. And I actually tried to search it online. They're like, no, that's fake news. It's real. It's the legit deal. Because I have to make sure that I'm telling y'all really what's happening. So this is about Maduro. The War Department launched new counter-narcotics task force under the Trump directive to destroy the narco-terrorist cartels. Okay, so here, yeah. Bye-bye, Maduro. It says there's a $50 million bounty on his head. Anybody want $50 million? Go get him. It's part of a broader escalation in the U.S. war on drugs, building on secret orders signed in August 2025 that empower the military for lethal actions against designated terrorist organizations involved in trafficking. Okay, the key details of the announcement, and you can read all this. I'll post the link also so you'll have this. To disrupt, dismantle the illicit trafficking networks. Okay, so this is what is happening right now. There are so many things that need to happen to rip the Band-Aid off. This is ripping the Band-Aid off of the narco-terrorist drug cartels. Okay? Authorized lethal kinetic strikes without due process, as seen in recent incidents, which we have seen President Trump show these videos on his Truth Social where these boats that are carrying all these narcotics are just blown out of the water. They're cast right into hell. This is what Armageddon is. Hello. Armageddon is about casting the demons into hell. There's no other thing to call someone than a demon if they are sending fentanyl into our country that has killed 300,000 people per year. I think it's per year. The numbers are staggering. Staggering. It just, whatever the number is, it's got to stop. Okay? And that's why we have, as it says, the lethal kinetic authorization. The authorization to use lethal kinetic force without due process. This is a war. This is the literal drug war. You know, we've heard all of our lives is drug war. No, this is it. This is the war to stop the drugs from coming into our country. So 10,000 troops are already in the region, Puerto Rico, Trinidad and Tobago, and plus naval assets like the USS Iwo Jima, amphibious ready group. All this is going on right now. Southcom statement, Admiral Alvin Holsey emphasized enhanced speed and depth in operations, noting TCOs threaten security, prosperity, and health across the hemisphere. So, wonderful. And there's something a little farther down here somewhere it says that there's a $50 million bounty on his head. Somewhere it says that. Yeah, but this is 10-10, you guys. So, somewhere I've read that, but it's not on this post. All right, 10-10. How about that for some 10-10? How about that for some 10-10 and the hunt for Red October? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is going to save our country from being killed from this terrible, the fentanyl that's been coming into our country, all these drugs. So there you go. There's one. There's so many other things that are going on. Now, President Trump is obviously working on this peace deal. And so he just announced last night that they're having this peace plan meeting, the signing of this peace plan in Egypt of all places, okay, on Monday, October 13th from 2:30 p.m. to 4:25 p.m. So I'm sure that's local time. So it'll probably be, 8 a.m. our time, something like that. I'm thinking that's what it's going to be. U.S. Releases official invite for the signing of the Middle East peace plan. Interesting that Egypt and India and Japan and Spain are invited, and even Iran. But Israel will not participate and Hamas has stated it won't attend. Okay. Okay, let me just tell you something. This is, again, why I'm in trouble for that post, because I'm telling on that post that I'll go back to it. This post right here that I was telling you, please, please, please share is, I lost the page. Anyway, this one right here, I'm saying, this whole picture right here is showing that that's a paraglider with Netanyahu's face, and this is a paraglider with Hamas's face, headband, and that they have worked together on this whole land grab. This is why I'm under attack, because they do not want people to understand this. This is from The Economist magazine from 2012. 2012! That tells you everything you need to know. Yeah, this is, people need to see that. Once you see that, you're like, okay, now I see, now I get it. Now I get it. I know what's been going on. All right. Yeah, we've talked about that for a long, long time. All right. So back to what we were saying before. Yeah, that's huge. Okay. I'm going to get to that in a second. All right. That was great. Okay. So I'm so glad we got to come on here. I've got so much to tell you. All right. So funny, you know, they're not appearing because they were the warmongers in this whole thing to try to take the land. Somehow, I don't know what went on behind the scenes, and one day I guess we'll know, but right now we don't know exactly what it was that President Trump was able to do to be able to end this and to bring in this peace. Now, some people say, oh, they're still attacking. We have sent over 100 troops over into the area, and it's not to protect Hamas and Netanyahu. It's to protect the people and to make sure that they don't start any more skirmishes and to continue this conflict. That's what they're there for. Now, they're not boots on the ground in Gaza, but it's very clear that they cannot continue this, that this is over. So I don't know the details of what President Trump told them, but I'll tell you this. He told them it's over. We're done. And now, don't know exactly how he said it, but I'm sure it was something like, well, if you're, this is probably how he said it. I don't have a good Trump accent, whatever, but I bet he said something like this. Oh, Mr. Netanyahu, we know that you want peace for your people. Clearly you love your people and you want there to be peace. So what we'll do is we'll send over some troops and to make sure that your people are protected. And no, naughty, naughty Hamas will do anything to hurt you. What's Netanyahu going to say? Right? Something like that. Now, he also, Netanyahu came out saying, oh, President Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Right? Don't believe a word out of that man's mouth. Everything he says is a lie. Anybody who believes a word out of Netanyahu's mouth is, you're being duped. You're being duped. He is a mouthpiece of the cabal. They lie because their father is the father of lies. Right? So, we know that now. All right, so I wanted you to see that. That's happening on Monday. And just so interesting that it's in Egypt. And as you know, we've been in the Feast of Tabernacles. And on Friday, 10-10, was the day of we celebrate Moses setting the people free from from the tyranny in Egypt. Find it very appropriate that they would have the settlement, the peace agreement in Egypt. Very, very cool. All right. So next, this is, okay, I had something else to show you. Okay, hang on. I've got so many things to show you. President Trump is leaving for the Middle East. He maybe has left yesterday. I haven't seen any videos of him leaving, but he's going to be in the Middle East during this time, which is very, very interesting. Let me see if I can play this little clip.
A lot of things to do.
Yeah, it's too light. Okay, let me turn it up.
Including, I won't be spending that much time here because I'll be leaving fairly soon for the Middle East. And I'm very honored to be involved with that, I'll tell you. It's a great thing. Great thing for our country. People are so happy about it. I've never experienced anything quite like it. I've never seen such universal praise for being able to do something. No, it's something that nobody thought was possible. And we're going to end up having peace in the Middle East. Who would have thought?
Yes. Who would have thought? Well, the president of peace is the one who would have thought it, and he did it, made it happen. So very, very thankful. This is the grace of God on the world. Yes, it says, POTUS on post 34, it says, POTUS will be insulated and protected on Air Force One abroad while these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment. So very, very, very interesting how this is all coming together, just like we were told. This is the post, 35. POTUS will be well insulated. It's time to take back our country and make America great again. Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and return power to the people. You guys, this has got to be it. This has just got to be it. Just look at all these people going over into, to go stop the narco terrorists, the people who are going into Gaza, who are, just peace, peaceful forces there. You know, all these ones who are working so hard, like I'll get to Russ Vogt. You know, everyone who is working in their specific area to take back our country, take it back financially. We're going to get to that too. So much. All right. So I want you to see that. I want you to see that. And oh, there's one other post. I gotta show you this real quick. General Flynn just posted, "Where we go one, we go all," on the 10th. So everybody getting to do their thing on the 10th. 10-10, he posted "Where we go one, we go all," and he also posted his "Where we go one, we go all" wristband. But he knows nothing about Q. I love it. I love it. So yeah, he also did a video the other day, and I shared it on the social media where a little clips of it. Where one of the clips was a Q post that says misinformation is necessary, and so he couldn't say anything until now, and so now the coast is clear. For him to speak the truth. The coast is clear for us to go back on YouTube. The coast is clear for us to put out posts like I just, this the truth about Netanyahu, and for everyone to wake up, to see the receipts. You know, before we were so pushed into a corner, we couldn't really speak the truth. It just wasn't, we were stopped for whatever reason. It was not time yet. And now it's time. The Mickey clock says it's time. It's 10:10. Thank you, Lord, finally. All right, so I want you to see that. Okay, so Witkoff, who is President Trump's envoy. Oh, goodness, where did I put that post? Hang on real quick. This is him right here. He is talking about, I have another post showing him in there with the 100 troops, American troops, but that they're not going to be boots on the ground in Gaza, but they are ensuring that this peace will hold. So if you see a lot of people who are out there saying, oh, they're doing all this. Well, okay, after a war, that sometimes these things do happen, that someone is rogue and they do something evil. But this is it. This is the end of this conflict. And President Trump talked about that this was for 3,000 years. I'm going to get to that. But you got to hear this. They booed Netanyahu. 100,000 people booing Netanyahu. The people of Israel despise the man. They hate the man. The whole world knows that he is evil to the core. And there are some who don't know that. And it's like 5 people. So we're awake now. We know who our enemy is. Okay, so you guys listen to this. This is a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful thing. Check this out. And the honest truth is the church has been the most brainwashed because they have pummeled, support Israel, support Israel, support Israel. They are not Israel. They hijacked Israel, just like our government was hijacked. Every government in the world was hijacked, and the government of Israel was hijacked too. And so they're not Israel. Israel is us. All the people who love God all over the world are true Israel. Okay? And so, yeah, this is the truth is going to set us free. Just, yeah, poor Witkoff is trying to say his speech, and they won't have it. They're like, the word Netanyahu comes out, and they go crazy. Okay, so check this out.
Netanyahu. Oh. Okay. To Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I Okay. Let me just finish my thought. I was in the trenches. Guys, let me just finish my thought. I was in the trenches with the Prime Minister. Believe me, he was a very important part here.
That is how President Trump and Witkoff have had to play this, because they are, it's strategy. They have got to play this very carefully, just like when we had the COVID and President Trump is saying, oh, take the jab. It's the same thing. They have to say certain things. That's all about 5D chess. But we can say what we want. We can say what we want. But they have to be very, very careful and thread that needle exactly, precisely.
The Prime Minister and his staff, Ron Dermer included, have both. Okay. Have both sacrificed so much for this country and devoted their lives to the service of Israel. Their dedication to the history and destiny of this nation stands out tonight. They've given everything, their time.
Okay, yeah, so the people are just like, okay, you can say the words, but we're letting you know right now we do not agree with any of this baloney. So anyone, you know, just trust the plan, saving Israel for last, saving, you know, the people of Gaza for last. They're trying desperately to get these people saved and to get this peace deals done. Okay, so here's the one I was trying to show you. It talks about that there's 1,700 Palestinian hostages will be released. These people have been, 1,700 of them have been, you know, a lot of times when President Trump has talked about hostages, it's in the, you know, the about Israeli hostages, whatever, 10 of them or whatever, 20, that have been held in by Hamas. But this is 1,700 Palestinian hostages that have been in Israel that are going to be released. 17. Okay, so I want you to hear what they have to say about that.
Including details on how it will rebuild and who will govern. National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin joins us live from Tel Aviv. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, Charlie. Well, about 500,000 Palestinians have already returned home since that ceasefire began. Fox News obtained an exclusive photo of the president's special Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, visiting Gaza. He was accompanied by the lieutenant general in charge of the IDF staff, Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir. He was also accompanied by Admiral Brad Cooper, the head of CENTCOM. They were visiting the base where the IDF troops had pulled back to, and in order to observe the ceasefire. Admiral Cooper released the following statement, quote, just returned from a visit inside Gaza to inform how we are moving forward to establish a CENTCOM-led civil-military coordination center that will synchronize activities to support post-conflict stabilization. America's sons and daughters, he writes, in uniform, are answering the call to deliver peace in the Middle East in support of the Commander-in-Chief's direction in this historic moment. This great effort will be achieved with no U.S. boots on the ground in Gaza. Senior administration officials said a key moment and breakthrough in the talks came when U.S. CENTCOM Commander Admiral Cooper, who was in Sharm el-Sheikh for the talks, told negotiators the U.S. military could establish a ceasefire monitoring base within 2.5 weeks. Negotiators became convinced that a breakthrough was possible because they also had indications Hamas was beginning to view the Israeli hostages as a burden rather than an asset.
I think it'll hold, yeah. I think it'll hold. They're all tired of the fighting. Don't forget, you had October 7th, which was a horrible day, 1,200 people killed. But Hamas has lost 58,000 people. That's big retribution. That's big retribution. People understand that. So, no, I think they're all tired of fighting.
All right. Again, you have to really read between the lines when you see that. And you also see Witkoff there. You know, they've got the peacekeeping force. We're here to help make sure that everything is done peacefully. Okay? It's they can't come out and say, you know, you people are the warmongers and you're the evil one. I mean, because they would just continue fomenting. They'd push the button. Okay? Anyway, it's high level strategy, but he's expecting us to be able to read between the lines and understand that he's dealing with demons. He's literally dealing with demons. And so I just love this, that these Palestinian hostages have been, Lord only knows how long they've been held. It doesn't even really say, but they're going to be returned. And so, yeah, anyway, so I'm not going to go into it right now, but I have to. You know, the people have been, as I was showing you on that video of the land being gobbled up, literally they would go to your house with a tank and they would say, get out. And if you didn't like it, if you said one word, they would arrest you and haul you to prison. I mean, these people are evil. I can't even tell you the things that I've seen. It's too awful. And so that's how they've gobbled up the land year after year after year and forcing the people into this corner, into the largest open-air prison in the world. And it's just been, it's been horrible. And how do you stop? How do you cage this dangerous animal? And that's who we've been up against. They've controlled the money. They've controlled the media. They've controlled everything. So we're now at 10-10. We're now at 10:10. It's just now a time for people to wake up and understand that's the truth. All right, so yeah, he's going over there. And so this is, I really do believe this is post 34. Okay, so he's saying that this is it's historic. He says nothing will ever be bigger than this. What is he talking about? What is he talking about? It's biblical. This is biblical. And I'm going to read to you from Deuteronomy 30 after he says this. 3,000 years ago was approximately when the Israelites were sent into captivity. And into exile, scattered throughout the world. We are the scattered tribes all over the world. And that's what he's talking about when he says 3,000 years. And this is the end of the exile of humanity. Okay, I'll read it in a second. Listen to what our wonderful president says.
Heartache for many years. A lot of people say this is a deal for 3,000 years. So whether you say 500, because some people say 500 based on events, but other people say this is something historic for 3,000 years. There's nothing ever going to be bigger than this. And so Gaza, we believe, is going to be a much safer place, and it's going to be a place that reconstructs, and other countries in the area will help it reconstruct because they have tremendous amounts of wealth, and they want to see that happen. And we'll be involved in helping them make it successful and helping it stay peaceful. But I think it's going to be peaceful. I think, again, the Iran situation was very important doing what we had to do, which was, again, 22 years it was planned to be done, and no other president wanted to do it or whatever, for whatever reason, but they didn't do it. And having that was very important. But, you know, I'm very confident there'll be peace in the Middle East. I mean, the words peace in the Middle East is something people have been striving for hundreds of years.
Yes. I mean, hang on.
For centuries, for many centuries. And we really have, every country has come together.
All right.
In years.
He said 3,000 years. What is he talking about? This is, again, why you guys are here, because you know that I'll piece it together for you so you understand what this means biblically. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Again, if you read the Old Testament, you read the Minor Prophets, this is what we've been studying about every Saturday morning. If you want to go, you can find out on Melissa Red Pill. Go to the End Times page, and you can catch up on what's going on with the Minor Prophets. But when you look at on Amazon, this book right here, Major Clues from Minor Prophets, that one right there, there's a study guide, there's audiobooks, you can learn what's going on. In the Major the Minor Prophets told us, the people back in the day, that they were being cast out of the land into captivity, scattered throughout the entire world because they'd gotten involved with Baal worship. This is all in God's Word, and most people don't know about it because the preachers have not preached this. They've not taught this to the people. That's why I'm screaming this all the time. I'm like, thank you so much, you guys, for helping me to get this truth out there. So Moses had told the people, he says, when you go into the land, make sure that you don't worship Baal, in other words, worship Satan, and do these child sacrifices, which is SS. Whenever you see SS on something, know that that's satanic sacrifice. That's what that means. SS means satanic sacrifice, okay? So when he said, I know that you're going to end up, I know I'm telling you this, I'm wasting my breath, I'm telling you don't worship Baal, but when you do, and then God scatters you to the world, then he'll bring you back, okay? Here it is, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, it says, in the future, when you experience all these blessings and cursings I have listed for you, you can go back and read Deuteronomy 29 later. He says, when you experience all these blessings and cursings, and when you are living among the nations to which the Lord has exiled you, because you worship Satan, right? Take it to heart, all these instructions. If at that time you and your children return to the Lord your God, and if you obey from the heart, with all your heart and all your soul, you might be Muslim, you might be Christian, you might be Buddhist, you might be Hindu, you might be nothing. You might be Jewish, you might be whatever, but from the heart, you're saying, Lord, we don't want to worship Satan. If you do that, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes. He will have mercy on you and gather you back from all the nations where he has scattered you. Even though you're banished to the ends of the earth, the Lord your God will gather you from there and bring you back again. This was 3,000 years ago. This is what he's talking about. The exile is over. The exile is over. The exile is over. That's what he's talking about. He said, nothing will ever be bigger than this. This is what he's talking about. The exile of humanity is over. The demons are being cast out. That's what he's talking about. So, so, so exciting. So beautiful. So exciting. All right. Is y'all with me? Are y'all with me on that? So very exciting. So make sure, don't forget, thanks Songbird. Yes, hit the like button right now, you guys, if you haven't already. And always comment and share, and that'll help this everyone to see the wonderful truth. All right. So I know I'm taking too long. It's 46 minutes in, and I still haven't even gotten to, you know, half of the stuff I want to tell you about. But it's so important. Okay. So now the next thing on 10:10. Okay. So first we got, you know, the peace in the Middle East. We've got the 3,000 years end of the humanity's exile. You've got Maduro getting, and all the narco terrorists being stopped. And then, of course, we have our wonderful Melania. And this is found by Dow of Pepe. Okay, so I'm going to post this link right here so you guys all follow Dow of Pepe. He's a true, he or she is the real deal. And so I'm going to this person right here. I'm just put that link right there. Grab it, Songbird. You know how. And so this is from, look at what Dow Pepe found. On the day, the famous day where President Trump said, do you know what you're witnessing here? This is the calm before the storm. Melania is wearing the exact same suit that she wore when she came out and announced to the world that she has back channels with Putin. Who does that? Okay, let me just say something. Wasn't it 5 minutes ago that, Comey and all of them are saying, Russia, 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 he's working with Russia. And now she's coming out and saying, oh, right, we're working with Russia. I mean, not in a bad way, but in a good way, because as the board said, that we're working together to end the New World Order. Or the Nazi world order, right? That's what is happening. So I want you to see that. Yeah, he was, of course, referring to Q. Look at his hands. This was the first air quote Q, and it happened October 5th, 2017, 23 days prior to the first Q post. And this is the greatest military civilian intelligence alliance operation the world has ever seen. We're part of something very special. Don't forget that. We haven't forgotten that, President Trump. We have not forgotten that. And she's wearing the exact same suit. Now, have y'all ever seen Melania wear the same thing twice? No. You and I do, but she never does. So here he is. If you haven't seen it, you've got to see it.
Tell us that maybe it's the
comedy. Of course I don't have the volume up.
What the storm could be. You guys know what this represents? What?
Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What the storm could be.
The calm before the storm.
What storm is
we have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we have great evening. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out. Give us a hint. Thank you, everybody.
You'll find out. 10-10. Girls and boys, this is it. Girls and boys, this is it. Yeah, so there she's speaking in the same suit. So great job, Dow of Pepe. So exciting. So here she is walking up and in that very same suit. Yes, love it. In that very same suit. All right, so here she's talking about, I've had an open communication, channel of communication. And it was, of course, since this letter. I think this is the letter. Yeah, here's the letter where she wrote back on the 15th of August, every child shares the same quiet dreams in their heart, whether both born randomly into a nation's rustic countryside or a magnificent city center, that they dream of love, possibility, and safety from danger. So she's talking to him about, you know, we want to make sure that the children are saved and not, you know, in danger. And so it says, in protecting the innocence of these children, you will do more than serve Russia alone. You serve humanity itself. Such a bold idea transcends all human division, and you, Mr. Putin, are fit to implement this vision with a stroke of the pen. And then she says, it is time. And many of us think, and I don't know, but it seems to me that she potentially is Russian royalty, because he, you know, he's listening to her. He's paying her attention, not just as the First Lady of America, of the United States of America, but as a, you know, it just seemed that she spoke to him in a way that shows that she had authority over him. Okay, so I thought this was great. All right, so I wanted you to see that. So that's what she's referring to in this speech. And this is not the whole thing, but you can just, here's a little clip of it.
President Putin and I have had an open channel of communication regarding the welfare of these children. For the past 3 months, both sides have participated in several back channel meetings and calls, all in good faith. We have agreed to cooperate with each other for the benefit of all people involved in this war.
There you go. All right, so I want you to see, it's a lot of things about back channels. If you're not familiar, on the 17 board, it talked about the movie Sum of All Fears. Here's a little clip about the movie The Sum of All Fears. And it's at the very end, and they've solved the world, you know, the potential nuclear holocaust of the world at the end of the movie. Sorry, spoiler alert, I'm telling you what happened in the movie. And so, but at the end, he says that we could have some back channels open. Check this.
I will miss so very much talking to William.
Me too.
Perhaps from time to time, you and I can talk.
Yeah, I'd like that.
What is this?
A modest gift for your engagement.
He never told me you were friends.
Perhaps he didn't know you well enough.
Cabot did tell me he had a source in Russia.
To keep the back channels open?
In hopes of staving off disaster.
There you go. To keep back channels open in hopes of staving off disaster. All right, that's from the movie Sum of All Fears, 2002. Okay, so I feel like somebody was in control of this movie and really put it together. Okay, so here's the post from June 28, 2020. It says, if the news is untrustworthy, corrupt, controlled, and simply an extension of the D party, D as in demons, okay, that's the only thing, is Democrat, how do you circumvent? How do you communicate directly with the people? Back channels are important. Information warfare. And of course, that's what General Flynn has talked about, that we are the digital soldiers. We have an army of digital soldiers. That's what the Freedom Force Battalion is. That's why I call it the battalion, because we are an army of digital soldiers. And we are in a war. Okay? That's what it is. There's no other, nothing else to call it. Back channels are important. So I love that. And then it's also talked about this on December 19th, 2019. Back channels are important. And I had brought this up the other day. Know your history and you will know why back channels are important. He says, makes me think of this. Some of all fears. There are more good people in the world than there are bad. Now, that was December 19, 2019. And then the next post says, also think white squall. Do comms only go to Anons? The white squall, regarding the Cuban Missile Crisis, JFK, bigger than you can imagine, expand your thinking. The White Squall movie, if you want to go watch that, it's with Jeff Bridges, and they're talking, they're on a sailboat, and they go out into the sea, and they, you know, it's really hard, and they have to learn things they've never done before, and they're just, but they are seasoned, and they fight together, and they work together, and they make it happen, and they, you know, they learn how to be great sailors. But then, just like us, we've been in this all this time, fighting. We can't get the laptop to go. We're under attack from this and banned from that. But we keep fighting. We keep fighting. And then we have a white squall. And I said this the other day, that we may very likely still see a white squall. Now, maybe this whole thing with happening with Charlie was a white squall, because that thing really threw us all for a loop. I'm still of the opinion that Charlie's alive. I've got something to show you here in a second that lends more into that direction. And again, because that was the catalyst to start the truth coming out about Israel for last. Okay, saving Israel for last. So, but anyway, it might be there some financial thing. Something to wake up the people. And so whatever happens, we're not going to worry. We're not going to be afraid. We're just going to keep fighting. We're going to stand together. All right? And now we're going to trust the plan. All right, so I want you to see that. So that was the activation of Melania. Her job on 1010 was to expose that, yes, we are working together. And so, okay, so let's see. Okay, here she has, yeah, this is, remember how she was on Vanity Fair? They're saying she's a queen. I'm just saying, it's, who else do you see wearing a crown, right? And then, and I'm getting too excited. Okay, so here's the one about back channels are open. I showed you that. And then, this is a very interesting post. So many things are so crazy. Kirill Dmitriev reposted her post from the 1st of October. And it's, she's in this, it's just so weird. She's in this, it's like she's on Star Trek, and that she appears out of this, you know, like she's being beamed up Scotty, right? Let me see if I can show you the whole clip of it. Yeah, here it is. What is that? What is that about? What do you guys think that is? Uh-oh. I didn't mean to do that. All right, so, okay, now I lost it. So, you know, what do you guys think that was? And why did Kirill Dmitriev, why did he repost that? I got to go back and find it. K-I-R-I-L-L, Dmitriev. Not great on my Russian spelling. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, no, didn't find it. All right. Yeah, and he's been posting a lot. There he is with the handshake between the United States and Russia. He's posting all this, and he's been posting about Q. He's been posting about, you know, what if Russia and China are working with POTUS to end the New World Order. It's, yeah, there he is. There's 77% of most Russians users in my Instagram. So he's talking about, you know, when one America along with, you know, India, China, and Russia. You know, we got the eagle joined with that we're working together. Okay, I found it. Yay. That we're all working together to stop the New World Order. And that's what's been going on for a very, very long time, at least like 20-something years, because these people were unbelievable. Yeah, so there it is, where it's showing that Kirill Dmitriev reposted her post. All right, so yeah, that is gigantic, because as the special envoy to Putin, for him to be posting things like this, especially like Q things, and that we're working together, is just, you know, he couldn't do that on his own. He must be doing it because Putin is giving him the freedom to do it. So, yeah. All right. So I guess I'll finish with that. That's a huge thing. That's huge, especially when, you know, the commie's like, well, why are you arresting me? Well, because you are a lying, treasonous traitor of our country that has been a mouthpiece for the New World Order. So here it is on this week of the 1010. You've got all these arrests. You've got Comey being indicted. It looks like Bolton is coming up, and it looks like more and more. Buckle up. We're going to have more and more and more. That's why we have all these Antifa people out in the streets to try to keep them from, to scare them off from from doing doing the arrests. It's not going to happen. We cannot have it. All right, so here we go. How about more 1010 stuff? This is, again, this is dated 1010. Russ Vogt said the RIFs have begun. An RIF is reduction in force. And so a lot of us, and I believe this is true, you get, tell me in the comments what you think. This is the end of the corporation of the United States of America. If you're not familiar with this, in what year was it? 1871, they hijacked our country and turned us into a corporation. And we have not been a republic ever since. And so this whole thing is going down. This is about returning, restoring our republic. That's why you felt like a slave and felt like a, you know, and rather than a patriot of a free republic and a nation, is because we've been slaves of the corporation, and now it's all coming down. This entire U.S. corporation is being brought down, and they're being fired. It's being stopped, all that they've been doing. So reduction in force have begun. It's like thousands and thousands. Now, like 1.5 million were furloughed, but now these people have actually been fired. Yeah, there you go. There's President Trump. Drain it. Ah, here comes the Reaper. 1010. There's you, the Mickey Clock. 1010. Let me see if I have another post about that. Okay, and then here's what Bannon is saying. Who's ready for more prosecutions? Judgment day cometh. It's you know, all of these. It's just like that. Once you got one domino, and then you got Bolton, and then they're all going to get indicted. Just buckle up, hold on, and there's nothing that's going to stop what is coming. Monday is Columbus Day. Columbus Day. We're now calling it Columbus Day rather than Indigenous People Day. So President Trump just put that out there, and so we're headed to a new world. That's really the point about Columbus. Remember, that it went to the new world. But our new world is where there's going to be freedom for everyone all over the world, including Gaza, including Venezuela, including everywhere. No more evildoers running the world. No more of these evil narco-terrorists. And look at this, 1010. Find your medication for the lowest price. Now, I know a lot of you are like, we hate Pfizer. We don't want Pfizer at all. We need to have these corporations in place. We even need to have these banks in place. We need to have them in place, but running them properly. Running the banks properly. Running the medications properly. And so not, first of all, find the lowest price so that people won't, you know, be charged outrageous amounts. And also having them as good medications. And that's what RFK is going to make sure and do. Okay. We're not there yet, but we are on our way. So that was a huge thing that he announced on 1010. I'm telling you, it's hard to even keep up with everything that is happening. But each person knows what their role is. You know, Pete Hegseth knows his role is to go and attack the narco terrorists. You know, Witkoff knows his role is to go and get this peace working in the Middle East, you know, and for that to be announced. You know, RFK knows his job is to get this, the Pfizer and all them under control, all that. All right, now, this is the latest thing. You will not believe this. Mike Lindell was found guilty of talking mean. I can't remember the exact words for it, but anyway, the legal term. But, you know, being malicious against Dominion voting machines. Before they even went to trial, there's something that you can do called a summary judgment. And that's what the judge did. Before they even got to any of the details about the trial, they did summary judgment. You're guilty. It's supposed to be a jury trial. And they negated his rights. I'm telling you, the man has spent, I don't know, I think $60 million, and now he's $10 million in debt. So let's all make sure to support him. I put the link over there the other day. GiveSendGo/Lindell. I'll find that link. I'll make sure that you guys have it in the chat so you can do that. Also, you can go to MyPillow.com/Melly and get some products for Christmas and this and that. So just always continue to pray for him. And whatever you can do, whatever you need for your house, let's all support MyPillow. Let me go ahead and pull up the link right quick. MyPillow.com/Melly. And they have free shipping for Patriots right now for our group, Melly, right? All these things are on sale. He's got towels and sheets. The percale sheets are $29.88. He's got the My Pillows. He's got the topper, which I absolutely love. All these things are on sale. Let's support him. I can't even believe it. But this is what I'm hoping is going to happen. I'm hoping it's going to happen. And I'll give you the link so you can watch this also of Mike Lindell. Okay, it's just outrageous that they would do that. You know, the justice system is still so bad. We just got to get our justice system back. It's going to happen. All right, so they just changed their name. And it's now rebranded as Liberty Vote under the leadership to restore election trust. And it's acquired by Republican Scott Landecker, whatever his name, a former St. Louis elections director and founder of No Inc., a major electronic poll book provider who is now the sole private owner, sale price undisclosed. And the remaining litigation with Mike Lindell, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell will be dropped as part of the acquisition agreement. Okay, so that just happened. So Mike is like, I don't want to stop the. I want to get this lawsuit resolved. The man fights like I've never seen anyone fight, except for President Trump. Anyway, I wonder, you know, because Dominion is exposed before all the world. Everybody knows because of how hard Mike Lindell has fought, and how we've shared his information for so long. I wonder if now with this man taking it over, I wonder if it's now going to be in Patriot hands. Hope so. We'll see. Time will tell. But that also came out, this came out on the 9th. And so actually, you know, when things happen actually, you know, later in the day, that's actually on the Hebrew calendar, that's the beginning of the 10th. Does that make sense? Because the day starts in the evening. So the 10th starts on the evening of the 9th. It's just a different way of looking at it. Okay. Now, this also came out late on the 9th. This is a video emerging showing the guy who asked Charlie the question was practicing his reaction. Have you seen this? I posted this on social media. You've got to see this. This is crazy. Okay, so let me put it right here. Yeah. That he's practicing his reaction. There it is before the... You know, he's up there asking a question. He's just over here as a private citizen, you know, private person in the crowd. Check this out.
How are you going to deny what you just saw there? How?
Okay. What do you guys think? I've been saying since I started to do the research that something else was going on. And, you know, Candace Owens just brought out about this airplane, and I haven't really looked into it as far as the detail, but I would have a feeling that airplane had to do with, maybe if whatever airplane, whatever it is, I think Charlie was getting out of there. So anyway, no doubt this guy is preparing beforehand. He's practicing his reaction. All right, and he's actually related to somebody. Oh, I don't know if you know if I have this on here. He is related to Kimmel's, someone who works for Jimmy Kimmel to provide talent for the Kimmel show. Okay, so yeah, that's very interesting that he was like talent, like not very talented, but as a crisis actor. I remember seeing this guy. I'm like, is that a normal reaction when you see someone shot that's the way he would react? It just, you know, it didn't look to me. It just didn't look real when the very first time I saw it. But now to see him practicing it, it makes me realize, hey, something else is going on. All right. So then, oh my goodness, the Arch of Trump. The Arch of Trump, isn't that beautiful? Look at this, you guys. This was announced, again, on the 9th of October, which is the beginning of the day of the 10th, okay? And so look at this beautiful arch. Oh, my goodness, isn't that gorgeous? Have you seen the Arc de Triomphe in France? It's just in Paris. So beautiful. If anyone deserves an arch, it is America, because we are destined to save the world from the New World Order. This is our destiny. And we deserve this arch. No doubt about it. Let me see if I can if I have a close-up. Yes, look at this beautiful angel wings. I don't know, Liberty, I guess. That's what the Statue of Liberty really should look like, these beautiful wings on the very top of this arch of triumph. Talk about triumph. We'll always know forever, you guys. And even if we live to be like Methuselah, 900 years old, which the Bible talks about in Isaiah 65, the golden age will have long, long lives. If you don't know about that, definitely go over onto my channel, Melissa Redpill. All kinds of videos on it. It's all in the books. So, but this is really, you know, this is our destiny. This is our destiny to save the world. And this is America. America, if you look behind me, you see that bundle of grain. That's the Omer. That's where we got our name. If you're new here, you don't know that. This is America is not from Amerigo Vespucci. America is from the Omer bundle, a bundle of grain, like the famous Joseph who became the ruler in Egypt, and his brother's bundle of Omer bowed down to his bundle. We are the bundle of Omer that the world has to say, look, we need America to do this. Clearly, Venezuela's not going to save us. Russia's not going to save us. China's not going to save us. America. This is the destiny of America. That's why they've done everything possible to destroy us, from the financial devastation to the autism, to the everything they've done, the pornography, everything they've done and done and done to try to stop us, and they couldn't. They still couldn't. They couldn't stop us. We are right now watching the destruction of this terrible New World Order satanic criminal cabal. So isn't that beautiful? Here's what, if you notice, if you go over, oh, don't tell me I did it again. Okay, here we go. This is what it looks like. Let me see if I get a better picture. Yeah. This is what it looks like. If you've been to Washington, D.C., you know how you cross the Potomac and the right in front of the Arlington Cemetery, you've got this big circle, and before you go into the Arlington Cemetery, and it's going to be right there. It's going to be right there. Beautiful. Isn't that love? I love it. All right, I'm going to give you the link to that so you can have that post also if you want to see the Arch of Trump. All right, I love that. All right, so now. Yeah, he said you don't have enough popcorn for this week. I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that actually at the end. I'm going to play that one at the end. Okay, so I have something else I wanted to show you. I've loved seeing the blue skies. Have you guys seen that in your town? I have been so sick of seeing the streaky skies forever. And if you remember one of my very first videos, I'm like, I'll know that we have won when I stopped seeing these chemtrails. And sometimes I would see it stop for a day or two, but it would come right back. We have had beautiful blue skies since the Feast of Trump started. Since the Feast of Trump. And it was so interesting because it started to, like, I was working and it was late and all of a sudden it started to rain. I'm like, oh, well, I didn't see a bunch of streaks in the sky. But it just started to rain like normal, like it did when we were kids. Instead of this fake rain, fake streaky stuff in the sky, you have puffy, regular clouds. And the earth is healing. It's beautiful. I'm so happy. Oh, you don't even know how happy it makes me to see a blue sky with white, regular, puffy clouds. I just can't even tell you. It makes me so happy. All right. Now, I'm going to talk to you real quick about what happened with this gold. And I don't know if I have anything pulled up. I don't think I do. Okay, so what's going on? And I've been researching it, and I've been seeing some things, and I just don't feel comfortable with some of the things that I've seen. So I haven't really shared a lot about this yet. But what I believe is happening is we know that with the on 10/10 that the gold went to $50. Okay, so do I have that? Anyway, y'all know that. Let me see if I can show that. And we also know from God's word that loot the silver, plunder the gold, though there's no end to their vast uncounted wealth. I've quoted that many times to you from Nahum, as well as from Habakkuk chapter 2. These minor prophets told us that we would take back all that wealth that they have accumulated for themselves, and it will all come back to us. So how does this happen? 17 told us that gold will destroy the Fed. Well, how does this happen? Because they have bet against silver and gold, and they have artificially suppressed it. And this is the cabal has done this. And they have purchased, quote, or may pretend, you know, printed stock certificates of the silver, but that is going to help in their demise, because when they've bet against it and thinking that they were able to control it forever. Let me see if I can find this post, this information I got from Grok. I asked Grok last night. Anyway, let me back over my sentence. I get too excited sometimes and I don't finish my sentences. They've been doing this for so long, and they have silver that they have, but they have 400 times the amount of silver in fake paper silver. And if there's a margin call, then they have to pay all that back, then it will be the end of it. They will be insolvent. They will be bankrupt. Okay? So I don't know that it's going to get to that point. I think it's going to get to the point where President Trump says, okay, we see that you have just like I see and you see, that they have bet against silver, that they have this fake paper silver. And President Trump will say, okay, we're going to have to, we'll wipe out your debt if you wipe out ours. Something like that. Something like that. I think it's going to be something like that. Okay. I don't know if I have it. Oh gosh, it's probably not on here, because I had asked Google about this. Okay. I had asked, not Google, Grok. And let me see if it's still on here. I don't think it is. Okay. I'm going to try to remember what it said. Something about, I said, okay, at what point will the banks become insolvent based upon their margin calls? At what value of silver and gold will cause the banks to become insolvent? Because we know that they have shorted silver, and at some point it will be curtains. And I think it was, I don't know, they were saying 250 for silver and 10,000 for gold, something like that. Either way, I don't know that it'll necessarily get to that point, because I'm thinking that they'll have a meeting and say, look, you realize that you aren't in control of gold and silver anymore. You can no longer artificially suppress the prices of silver and gold or any precious metal. And so it's just a matter of time. So let's go ahead and end the Fed right now, because you know that's where we're headed. You're not going to keep us in debt bondage forever. And we'll wipe out your debt, and you'll wipe out our debt. And I'm thinking that's the way it's going to be. Gold will destroy the Fed. I think that's what it means, is that they've shorted gold and silver, and that's what's going to be their undoing. Okay? And so then that will set us free. Now, when is that going to happen? I can't tell you, but I will say this, that, let me see if I can do this. Silver price, let me see if I can pull that up. Silver price, I think it's at $50 right now, but it hit on the 10th. Okay, so again with the 10th. All right, so I'm not going to show you that, because our time is way over. But yeah, this is the truth about 10-10. This, what is this all about? It's in every way that they have attacked us, this is the setting free of humanity. They have attacked our health. So you see what RFK is doing on that. Trust the plan. You see the absolute crazy wars. The wars have ceased. This is it. I know we're still working on the one in Ukraine. Okay, but this one in the Middle East, and trust me, these people who are paying, they want to pay to restore Gaza, because look at it. They can't bear to look at the rubble. Because they knew they were next. These people who are the big money people in Saudi Arabia, they knew they were next. And so now they're going to help to restore that for all these children. And you know, if you have the money, wouldn't you do the same thing? They have been fighting for Gaza for all this time, and they want Gaza to be a place to be restored. And the Lord's putting it in their heart to do. So 10-10 about this, truly this plan with Russia and China and America. President Trump just posted this morning, don't worry about China. So all of this is, we're there at this 10-10, stopping the narco-terrorists, setting the people of Venezuela free from Maduro, as well as all of our people, this drug war over. You know, what good is it if we go through all this and that people still die from drugs, right? It's all of it has to happen. Setting us free in the Federal Reserve, setting us free from being under this corporation, setting us free from these criminals who've been running everything. All of them being arrested, like dominoes. Well, he said, I got to play the one that at the end it says on the popcorn. You don't have enough popcorn for this week. I don't know what this week is going to be. We'll see. Anyway, so yeah, all this reduction in force, no more being under this behemoth of a government of 1.5 million people. That's ridiculous, ridiculous. But they are continuing to pay the Patriots, the soldiers. I guess you guys saw that. You know, they're going to make sure that we pay the soldiers. But these other people who've been up there as just leeches off of this country, it's over. Find a job that you actually do something to help the world instead of harming our country. And funny thing is, the IRS has still not cashed my check I sent them in July. I don't know about you. All right, so this is very, very exciting. All right, you don't have enough popcorn for this week. I guess I'll jump off. I can't even believe we were able to do this video today. It's a miracle. I'm so glad that we were 10-10. So thankful for 10-10. And that just reminds me of this beautiful passage in John 10:10. He says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I've come that they might have life, and that abundantly. What do you think about that for 10-10? What do you think about that for 10-10? The thief has killed and stolen and destroyed, but our Lord is setting us free. Isn't that awesome? I'm just so, so thankful to see the truth. And no more Netanyahu. Oh my goodness. I just can't. It's more than I can take. We don't have enough popcorn for this week, do we? All right. So let me see if I can get onto here. See if I can play this little song. So this is President Trump going in there and getting his popcorn. Okay. We're going to pray and then I'll play the popcorn video for you guys. Just don't forget, hit the like button. And I want you guys to just tell me in the chat, how much y'all love each other and are so thankful for each other that we all made it to 10-10. Right? Give me the thumbs up if you're just so thankful we made it to 10-10. And don't forget to go over to that my post that is pinned over on X. I'm going to post it one more time before I go. And I know Songbird will put it in the comments so that you guys can share that because everybody needs to know the truth about this. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord, that this is the day we've been waiting for. The exile is over. No more will we be ruled by these people. Thank you, Lord. In every way, whether it's the drugs or the fake medicine or the wars or the financial devastation or them controlling our government or all these criminals running everything, it's over. It's over. The day of our victory we've been waiting for 3,000 years is here. You are faithful to your promise. You are faithful. We all feel like that little girl that we're free. We'll be able to live. We'll be at peace and we can run and play with our friends. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're setting us free. You are the one. You, as you say in your word, the enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy, but you come that we will have life abundant all over the world. We praise you. We thank you. We love you. We love you. I pray for you will bless everyone on the battalion. I pray you bless everything that they touch. Bless us so that we can get the truth out, Lord. And I pray that you'll bless their finances. I pray you bless Mike Lindell and how hard he's worked. Lord, help us to get our election systems right. Lord, all these things, bless our efforts and help the truth to run. Bless our health, Lord. Help us to find the ways that we can really, truly be healthy and to be at peace and have mental health, everything that all the battalion needs, as well as everyone that they come in contact with. Bless us so we can bless others. And we pray all this in your wonderful, matchless, amazing name. The King of the world is our best friend. We pray this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. All right. Love you guys. I love you so much. Love you so much. Okay. Let's see our president. I love you. And I will talk to you later.
My mom just got a bag of that. Actually. She says it's the best.
Is that the best?
She says it's the best.
If it is, I'll be sending. I'll be in Washington, D.C., hopefully in the Oval Office. I'll send for a passport.